We're learning more this afternoon about the tip that led to the arrest of Lyle Jeffs, the FLDS polygamous sect leader on the run for nearly a year in a federal food stamp fraud case. Oh, the FBI and federal prosecutors teased about it this morning, saying the tipster had a, quote, good story. Well, they were right. Kevin Hogg owns River City Treasures and Pawn in Yankton, South Dakota. Our executive producer, Dave Cawley, spoke with him about within the last hour. Hogg says Jeffs had tried to pawn a couple of pair of pliers.
Well, he came in last week and tried to sell some stuff. And then he came in on Tuesday, and I wasn't actually even here, and my employee was. And I made a deal with him, he asked for his ID, and he willingly handed over his actual ID. He filled out the form and did the deal, and he was acting strangely. So my employee here, he tends to pick up a lot on people. I don't know how he does it, but he's really perceptive. He decided to Google him, and came up as wanted. So I got back about an hour later, and he didn't even tell me for 3 hours when he left to do. We do tech support, and he was on a tech job, and he calls me and says, I don't really want to get involved in this, but I need to tell you what happened. And it's like, oh, okay, yeah, we got to call somebody. So then I called the police, and I guess after that he called the FBI as well. And then the police came down and got the video and all the information, and that was that.
Haug didn't learn of the arrest until this morning when his wife saw the FBI on the news. He says Jeffs had used a very simple way of trying to obscure his identity.
He did tell the guy that said his first name was Jeffs. His last name was Steed. Jeffs Lyle Steed, he said his name was. So, because every state has different IDs, you know, and you deal with so many of them, sometimes it's just hard to differentiate how they write their names. They don't put commas and whatnot in there. So he just said, oh, okay, well, so he typed it up like that. So that was Lyle's master plan to avoid capture, was telling that that's my first name is my last name, I guess.
Haug says he's not sure if he'll end up getting any of the $50,000 reward, but if so, he'll split it with his employee.